Blog Talk Radio.
Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Psychics Gone Wild. This is the show where we go a little wild, a little fun with you to have a good time, and we are psychics, intuitive, and mediums. Tonight, I'm proud to say that I'm here with one of our most strongest and phenomenal ladies and individuals, Melissa Berman. Melissa Berman is not only internationally recognized for being a spiritual coach, psychic, medium. She's very phenomenal with doing the pendulums, working with candle readings. She's clairaudient, a lot of fun. Can't wait to talk to her, and we're going to. Melissa, how are you tonight?
Jethro, I'm wild. How are you? Hi, everybody. Good evening. How are you? Happy day, week before Christmas time. Ah!
It is. It is that time, and I love it.
We are going home, huh?
Yeah, I bet they're all running out of the woods going, oh, my gosh. I had a friend ask me this week, what do psychics do for Christmas? And that's what I want to talk about tonight for our topic. And
oh, lovely.
Melissa, you're one of our best psychics, but you're also a little bit of a nutritionist. You've been known for taking care of individuals and helping them with their nutrition. Isn't this the time of the year that individuals talk to us a little bit about what you psychically do and how do you help people that are going through the Christmas blues?
Oh, awesome. Well, I'm not a licensed nutritionist. I have studied it and I continue to study it. It seems to be part of my path unfolding. Because I've had some nutritional imbalances and certain things along the way, and it's just been, they've turned out to be such blessings and gifts because it's taught me to really tune in and that we, you know, our body is our gift. It's our vehicle. We are the souls traveling in this spaceship, you know. Some people call it a meat suit, but it's better than that. It's bigger than that. It guides us and it tells us things and it has stories to share. And if we go into ancient Chinese, you know, medicine and we look at the different points in the body, those are called meridians, and they look like a grid in the body and they look like a map. They correlate to organs and they correlate to emotions and they can really help us help ourselves. I had I knew a dear woman who was a phenomenal healer and massage therapist, and she would study, you know, with master teachers, and she was trained in all kinds of, you know, like shiatsu and the hot rocks, you know, and the cupping and all these different things. And her teachers used to share with her, anytime you get even a splinter or a bruise or a cut or anything on your body, take a look what meridian it's on, and it's going to tell you what your body is trying to get your attention to do. And so lately I've been working on the grief meridian. I've had things that are just, you know, finding their way out. You know, someone told me once they have to come out somewhere. And I've just did a lot of research. You can Google, you know, you can Google, like, you know, the liver meridian, the spleen meridian, and just study a little bit. So that will come up in folks' readings. You know, it's never a substitute for medical advice, but it does give us tools to work with hand in hand. And things about nutrition will come up as far as, like, vitamins that we need to take or certain proteins. Or, you know, it's just, it's individual for everybody. But I feel like at this time of year, there's sadness and so much sadness, so much joy, so much healing, so much loss. It's just this conglomerate of, because the light is coming in so strongly, even though we're at the darkest time of the year. You know, the solstice is coming on this weekend, and the sun is leaving Sagittarius and going into Capricorn. You know, that's the earth, and planting for getting ready for the spring. And, you know, we don't rush anything because we really want to be in the moment with stuff. But sometimes people are finding that they get comfort in food, and food is for nutrition, and it is to be delicious to serve you, and you know, but at the same time, it's better to try to do it a little bit, moderation, whatever. If people are going to drink too much, eat too much, because it's the holidays, it really sends a message, it just triggers everything in the body, it messes up the liver, it sends, you know, it creates imbalances in the intestinal tract, and that's why people get sick and they get hunger over all this stuff. So the more we can focus, Jethro, on the best nutrition we can find for us, and it's going to be different for every person. For one person who can eat red meat, the other person can't, so they go with a vegan diet, or there's no wrong or there's no right. It's what's best for your particular chemistry. But what is challenging for people's bodies is overprocessed foods. Too many of the white products that have taken every nutritional value out. And when the things that we crave, if they're bad, we usually have an imbalance or our body is rejecting it, but we crave it, and we crave what it is that we have to heal. So it's a fine line. It's just, people, love yourself more than that cake, and love yourself more than, you know, 5 glasses of wine because you're feeling insecure. You know, it definitely is an emotional trigger time for people right now, and we want to do the best we can to honor ourselves and our balance and our contribution. No matter how crazy making the family may get, or if you're alone or whatever, know that the stars do shine with us all, and that the more that you can put in your body to raise your vibration, to elevate, you know, your body's natural ability to heal, no matter what, it's the blessing that you are receiving from the divine, and you're giving it back to the divine.
Yeah. I agree.
Like, wild.
We are wild, and what I agree with is, you know, as a psychic, I've got to tell you guys, we there's a lot of times, and hang on, you guys, we're going to get to the phone. We do limit it down to one question, because what we love to do is you guys get a chance to meet all of us. I'm Jethro, this is Melissa. You get to know who we are, and then go over to psychicsgonewild.com and get not only a reading or our other things that we offer. As a psychic, I have always loved, in the intuitive feeling of knowing with Christmas, that my nose is very clairsentient. I'm able to smell and sense other objects and other things with it. So a really good example to me was, any of you who've ever opened a Bing cherries is a good example. My grandfather loved them, and after his passing, I would smell that smell in the house and know that my grandfather was visiting. Well, long story short, when I'm a young kid, you know, everybody's like, oh, right, Jethro's just wanting Bing cherries, and everyone who knows me knows I have an appetite. So they were like, Jethro's eating...
And you have a metabolism of a bumblebee, too, I might add.
Thank you. Awesome. I love that. Thank you. No, you haven't seen me in the last couple months. Listen, now I have my own flag and bird. No, I'm kidding. I'm not. I'm teasing. I have put a little bit on. But what's funny about it is...
You're still lean.
Thank
you.
And I'm still getting in trouble over last week over the sunflower thing, so we're going to be careful with sunflower seeds.
And the designer feedback that we could probably have built for you, you could carry around as a belt around the bottom of your hips, and you have your ice pack, and you have your spittoon, and you have all the things you need, your extra spoons for the frozen yogurt.
And we love that with those of you. With eating, I do love it. It is my hobby. It's what I would do. This was, all of a sudden, I would be getting other energies and feelings. So for this time of the holidays, I want you guys that are calling in, if you have a good story to share, we're going to pick one winner. They will be the winner of some, we're going to be giving away a book here on literacy, and it's the book of Gary Wimmers. It's
Gary Wimmer, yay!
It's all loving. He is. And those of you who want to put in for your favorite votes, go to that New York gate at AOL.com and put in Attention Carla. Vote for your best tarot reader, palm reader, animal reader. You can put in anyone. I had someone tell me yesterday that they put in for Jan Bach Drakey for, I'm sorry, I did it backwards, and she is put in for her as a totem reader. And then while they were in there, they realized that there's a light workers, healers, and astrologers they can put in. So yes, any of us who've done 10-year service, I hate to be ornery, but all of us on Psychic's Gone Wild, you can put us all in. And, you know, just keep putting in. Patty is a tarot reader, or Wiccan. Patty is, there's also, I think, a magic category, isn't there, Melissa? I think.
I'm not sure.
We're thinking. You guys go ahead. Just put in for it and make one up. Say, this is a category of, we like you because you're the smilingest psychic we ever saw. Put it in there because that's what they're doing. And please, for Psychics Gone Wild, definitely put us in for the internet show. We need you guys to put in for a vote so people know. Well, I've bugged you enough, and let's give away a few presents here on Psychics Gone Wild because Christmas time is coming. So we'll pick a number. Melissa, give me a number from 1 to, we have about 38 callers right now.
2.
Okay, 2, you will be the winner of the first prize that we've got, and that's a book by Pamela Cummings. Give me the second number, Gary Wimmers.
Lucky. I have to pick another number?
1 through 30, ooh, actually 1 through 39, you have a new caller.
Oh, welcome. Let's see, 14. I'm going to say it like Edith, our 5 minutes to showtime, 14.
Go old. We love that lady. To get this, we'll talk to you over the phone. We are psychic, but you have to get on psychicsgonewild.com and send your snail mail to me. I had a person tell me, Jethro, I called in. You said I won. You had my area code. I'm 403. Why is my necklace not in the mail? Well, 403, I love you dearly, but you have to give me a snail mail to send it to because I picked it up and it's like 403. There's over 733,000 phone numbers to that area, and I realized you got to send me your mail so that we can get it in. The fun thing is that's what Psychics Gone Wild does is we give away prizes, we give away readings, and we have fun. You guys get to find out what kind of psychics we are, and we get to make friends with you.
We're wild. So, we've gone wild, Jethro. We're crazy and wild.
Well, 5-4, how are you tonight? And welcome to Melissa and Jethro's Wilder Than Wild Night.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Claudia.
Claudia, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Great, it's great to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you, and thank
you're
you
welcome.
For taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
My question is, what do you see for me as far as a relationship?
I knew you were going to say that. She was going to ask about romance. You know, Claudia, you hold yourself back sometimes from having fun. It seems like, you know, you could be the life of the party, but sometimes you kind of withdraw or you get a little reserved because it's almost like somebody told you you're not allowed to. And so for this holiday season and into the new year, you want to kick up your heels a whole lot more. You want to give yourself permission to celebrate the goddess that you are so that you can attract in the god. You want somebody that's really worthy of your time because you are
right.
Very busy. You're busy. You're special. Somebody messed with your head at one point, and now you're kind of recuperating from it. You're trying to get your balance back from it. So your homework assignment from your beloved angels and guides and everyone is to kick up your heels some more, be the life of the party. You don't have to be the girl in the corner being reserved. It's just you want to be a little bit pickier. And you might – I don't know how you feel about a dating service. Where you know, almost like the speed dating thing where you show up and you go from table to table, somewhere where you can see the person for real, just as a do it with a girlfriend and just do it as a gag, just to
right.
get your juices up, just to see what it's like because you have nothing to lose, and if you meet somebody, great, and if not, you've put it out there. It,
right.
it also feels like, you know, it's almost like there's a candle burning in the window waiting for this person to come in. You know, it's almost like a ritual, like burning, like doing a candle ritual even if you're into that. To bring him in and just do exactly what you want. We've just had the full moon, so you can do a releasing. I don't know. Are you into any of that stuff at all? Is
yes.
that something that you are?
Yes, very
okay,
much.
Okay, so you can do a release. You've got, you know, it's 3 days before the full moon, 3 days after. So you can do
okay.
a releasing exercise of writing down everything that you're tired of. You know, I'm releasing now aloneness. I'm releasing now lack in partnerships. I'm releasing now... my fears or whatever, and you can do a burning ceremony, you know, you burn it and send it out into the ethers and bury it in the backyard or something. And then you can do a candle. I would suggest doing it solstice because solstice is the changing of Sagittarius into Capricorn.
Okay.
And Venus is in Capricorn right now, which is for those heavy-duty partnerships of, you know, used to be convenience marriages and all that stuff, but with Venus now, Venus is saying, I'm love, but this better be a good partnership. and she's getting ready to go retrograde. So you want to do maybe a ritual at solstice, saying what you're ready for.
Okay.
And what you are ready to accept for yourself. And really go for the gold. And, you know, make it beautiful. You can put, you know, sparkles on it, and you can wrap it up. And then you're going to, I would say, bless it. You know, you can write these things down, put it under the candle. It can be a white candle, pink candle, red candle for passion. Have a master white candle just for calling in your divine ones. And then with this piece of paper, you can either... Oh, hello? You there?
Hi.
Okay, I guess that's our... I'll just finish real quick, Jethro. You can put that special, you know, wrap it up... Like, wrap up the paper and put a beautiful bow on it and put it in a sacred box or in your pillow, under your mattress, wherever your energy can get with it, and just see how long it takes for it to manifest. Like, put it away and don't think about it too much after.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
that sounds
great. You're on your
way.
It's just about your empowerment now and knowing that you have the right to be the life of the party. It's your turn.
Right. Great. Thank you so much.
It was a privilege to speak with you, Claudia. Let us know how it goes. We want to hear the dish, the dirt, okay?
Okay, will do.
Happy
Thank
holidays.
You again. Same to you.
Thanks, Claudia.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Sorry, Claudia and
Thank
Melissa.
You.
I hit the wrong button. It wasn't intentional. I was trying to get a candy bar under this thing of mine, and I got busted. I took my computer's decide to Jethro will be not
okay,
eating
so
sugar
you have,
after all that.
So your candy bars are stashed where?
it was like it started it, and I had to like hide it a little bit just so that I could have it for later. And now it's there.
Oh my God, Jethro, that is the most precious thing ever. Were you going to share what kind of candy bar it is?
Well, no, and I'm not going to talk about it because I'm mad at it right now. We're going to
He's mad at the Clark bar.
And we will get to you, 858. You wrote in the room. You come along. Hang along because we've got quite a few callers, but we are going. I want to tease you guys. 615, you're live, and we're going wild. Would you like to ask us a question, 615? 615? To be the winner of the prize and to talk, you've got to say your name. You've got to really say hello.
Hello.
You
Hi.
Got it, 5, you won the book,
okay.
And you get to have reading. How are you?
Oh, my God. This is like all kinds of crazy. Hi.
Hi, I'm Brianna.
Hi,
Hi
Brianna.
Brianna.
My question has to do with meditation. I've been having a hard time letting go because for some reason it's like intuition.
Brianna,
is vague,
I'm sorry
but...
to interrupt. You got to talk right into your phone because it's cracking up and I couldn't hear your first part of what you said. Can you talk in your phone a little bit more closely?
How about now?
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Okay. I've been trying to do a lot of meditation, and I've been having trouble letting go.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like my intuition is telling me, like, something is trying to, like, latch on, like, something dark really scaring me. And it's really hard for me to just release it and do what I need to do, but it's, like, scared.
Okay, so when you do your meditation, do you like some people call in a circle, like a sacred circle? You can call in the corners, the north, the west, the south, the east. You can call in with a. Are you doing a candle? Are you sitting at an altar, or how are you doing?
I have my altar next to my bed. I usually burn an incense. I have a singing bowl that I use. I'm off. A
Beautiful.
Couple times.
Okay, so
then
before
I use the
you want to. Are you into calling in the corners? Are you into?
I've never done that.
You've never done, okay, so instead of doing that, you're going to call in the divine. You're going to say a blessing before you even open this. So you're going to sit there at your altar, and you're going to silently or out loud say, I now in sacred space invoke this space in the highest of highest light, love, truth, and wisdom. Only the good shall come through. I call in, you can call in Jesus, you can call in the archangels. Call in your truth, you know, and I call in my higher self. I am protected by my warrior angels. And only the light of God is welcomed here. You are very intuitive, and you are one of those people that is very, very light and bright. And so, of course, there's a lot of fallout going right now with all of that stuff. You're not making it up. It's trying to get to you, but you're too bright for it. So now you're going to really kick it the butt out, okay?
Cool.
And so you're going to invoke this beautiful prayer session. You can chant a little bit, whatever makes you, you know, feel... together, but you're going to call in this, you're going to invoke your session. Then once you feel that light and love and you've done the prayer work, when you go into your meditation, start focusing not only on your third eye point, but on your breathing. And think about the sound of the ocean while you're meditating and the blessings of the sound that goes in and out. And you're going to breathe in and out. And it will actually calm you down. You might want to put some lavender in an incense, like a little, whatever they're called, sensor burner, lavender incense, or lavender oil burning. That's for calming and protection. And frankincense and myrrh is a very, very good one for you, as well as dragon's blood. And if you don't have any of that, just good old sandalwood.
Okay.
How about you, Jennifer?
I love it. I feel the same thing. And Brianna, I want to thank you. Make sure that real quickly you get in for the Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. You've won the book by Pamela Cummings. Just go into psychicsgunwall.com. It has a submission paper there to say, you know, I'm Brianna. I've got your number here. But just please, you know, write me and say, you can put your number on there. A lot of people verify for me that it's you. But you won the book by Pamela. She's a very strong intuitive. If you've ever read or listened to her, she does music readings. She's very clairaudient. She's phenomenal. One of our family from way back and used to be Tuesdays here. And Brianna, I am feeling the same thing with your energy. The guys are telling me with you that you've got a little bit of sensitivity to the room. They said to bring, like she said, the candle, the lights down, a little bit of energy. And I keep getting this really strong vibration that they're telling me you're also working with color. The violet flame is calling your name, is what they say.
Mm.
That
that's
means
not
that, that. Yeah.
And, you know, the violet flame is facilitated by Saint Germain. So you may have a little homework on that to call him in. He's an ascended master.
And there's
a lot of communication coming to you.
And as I was...
I have to do it while I'm sleeping.
Okay. So looking at the energy here, you'll also notice that when you're going into that, that violet flame, looking it up, working with it, Saint Germain isn't the only one to work with you a little bit, but also make sure that you're, you know, taking a little bit of time. There's a lot of energy with it, and as you start to do it, visualizing it, getting that, take a little bit of the homework of it. The saints are not only a good one to use for meditation, but they work real strong with that light and being sure. So that's also what I'm getting. I thank you. I apologize. We got a limited time, so both of us to get in. We're trying to get as many people as we can. But Brianna, thank you. Would you please do us a favor and follow and come back and let us know how it goes so we can do a sequel on how Brianna's meditation went?
All right. Thank you.
Happy
holidays, Brianna.
Happy holidays and welcome. Please get in and get that book. We've got one more prize on books to give away, and we've got a few other surprises tonight. So don't go anywhere. You guys that are, the phones are going a little crazy. If you get kicked out, we've got two numbers. Call 855-345-4710 or our old number, the Chicago number, 773-897-6461. Both numbers are we're trying to keep you guys in. Our next caller is a Skype caller. You've been with us a little bit, almost a half an hour before the show started. How are you tonight? Hello? Okay. We're going to go ahead and give you one more shot. Can you hear us? You just got unmuted. Okay, we'll take that as a shy, and we'll go right on to our next caller, 773. How are you, 773?
Fine. How are you? Happy holidays.
Hi.
Happy holidays. You got a Chicago number like we do. We rock. We rock.
Yay.
Yeah, yeah. This is Jethro, and Melissa, and you are?
Tempe.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry, Tempest? I had you on speaker, Tempest.
Tempest.
Yes.
Hi. Ooh la la. There's a name. Woo, girl. Woo, Tempest. The Temptress. All right, Tempest the Temptress, how can we help you? I can't try to say that three times, right?
Yeah.
Tempest the Temptress.
I was actually calling because I was wondering about a job. I'm currently working. I really love what I do, and I really want to stay here. I want to do anything it takes to stay at this job. So I wanted to know if you saw if it was an opportunity towards now and towards the new year. Well, they keep me because at first it wasn't like a permanent thing. So I was just wondering, what are they thinking about keeping me around? Because it would really suck if I couldn't.
Yeah, start stepping it up, your game up a little bit, okay? Start, like, going out of your way to do stuff that they don't ask you to do. As long as you don't feel like your boundaries are being crossed, or you don't have to, like, stay late and not get paid or anything, like, creepy like that. But just, like, you know, go that little extra mile and go, I thought today you would, like, you know, if there's an opportunity, every time there's it's like a photo op for paparazzi, right? It's like, if there's an opportunity for you to kind of go the extra mile a little bit, make it so that they can't afford to lose you.
Okay.
Because they don't always think, they always sometimes think very cerebrally. You're from your heart. You pour your entire being into everything that you do. You know, you're very creative, and you're great with, you probably are a good baker, like cookies and things, and you just have this knack for stuff. You know, you just have that little, that edge, that twist, you know, and so let them see more of that and do it in a way that just makes them like, what did we do without you before you came here? And start sending it out to the universe too, okay, in prayer and in healing. You know, I deserve a job that loves me the way I love it. Please let this continue to unfold in positive ways. You want to really connect to that feeling that you have right now, which we can feel very strongly. If I can speak to Jethro, right, Jethro? That feeling that Tempest is so connected to this. So, you know, and you're not desperate. You're ready. So you're not going to put desperation out there, okay, Tempest the Temptress? You're going to tempt them. You know, I thought we could help you with this. Let me take care of that. I'm happy. This is such a wonderful day. Can I get you something? You know, just really kick it in. Kick it up a little bit,
Okay.
I feel that, too. And we love you. Thank you, Tempest, for calling in. I've got to tell you, the guys are telling me a little different here so that we both complement with our abilities. The energy there when you were talking, they said there's a really good energy that's happening for you in January, that there's going to be a lot of the things that you thought possible there. They keep showing me the number 20 and 21. It's right there between the cups of Capricorn going into Aquarius. Those 2 days are going to be very positive for you. And you talked about work, but they're telling me there's also some really positive energy and flow that's going to be very positive for you and some of the other wishes you want to have happening. They said you've got a hold of your wheel, the angel said, and your life is going to be so great in 2014. I just feel like you've been blessed.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. And Tempest, we welcome you for calling in. Because you called in and you have the cool name, I have personally am going to give you a book of Living in the Psychic Realm by Kay and Jethro Smith. Yes, it's a. Thank you. You gotta go to Psyche's Gone Wild and send me the boring thing. You know, your snail mail. I had someone send me their email, and I laughed. Thank you. And Tempest, I will send that signed by me. It is my biography. And thank you. Tell your friends to listen to Psyche's Gone Wild. We're having Christmas here, and we want them to join in.
Okay. Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you,
Tempest. Happy holidays. Keep us posted.
Happy holidays. Yes. Thank you again.
You're more than welcome. Keep shining like that gorgeous star that you are.
Blessings. And the phones have went off the wall. We are getting down to the last couple of you that called in. 858, you will be next. But 828, you beat them because you were ahead of them. And that's the way the line works. How are you, 828?
We're wild.
I'm glad y'all are crazy, wild, and fun because I need some.
What's your name? Yeah, we're here. Here we are. It's serving it up.
All right.
It's bigger than the candy bar that Jethro stashed.
That he won't share.
He won't even tell us what kind it is so we can rag on him for not having pure chocolate. Sorry, just kidding. What's your name?
My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. It's such a privilege and pleasure to meet you.
Oh, mine as well, meeting both of you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're more than welcome. Hit us with it. Go, girl.
All right. I had a friendship that I've really been working hard at for the past year, and it just recently has all fallen apart. Mm-hmm. So I'm seeking guidance in regards to this.
So you're what? I'm sorry? You're what?
I'm seeking guidance in regards to this.
Okay. This is a male friend?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You've done a lot of the work. Do you feel empty a little bit by it? Do you feel like
absolutely? I felt like I was like my life force was being sucked out of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not alone in this. This seems to be things that are happening for especially people. Well, you have a lot of awareness, and for people who don't have awareness, it's beating them over the head. But you have awareness. certain people are being sent in. To send out. This is not necessarily ending, but the problem with it is that you are empty from it because you've done most of the work. This person has come to teach you independence. It's really what's being shouted at from your team to me, through me, through my guides to me, that you, it's about being Miss Independence, that you don't have to have anybody around to be strong and successful. And again, this is for everybody, so thank you for sharing with us, Sharon, as well. It's about partnership now. It is not about these wimpy relationships where it's all, you know, the old-fashioned, the man is the man, and nothing against any of our beloved men, but it's changing. It's now becoming the yin-yang, and it's about partnership, you know, in this Aquarian age that we're entering into. And the hard work is behind you, though, on this. You have the choice to decide, is this somebody that is worthy of my time? And if you decide to cut it out, you know, and he comes back later on and you feel okay with it, you know, you can open that door a little bit, but you have permission to say no.
He has my some of my things. Will I get them back or will I have to do it legally?
You know what you can do if you just say, you know what, I'm redecorating my home and I'm, you know, you're not telling a fib, you're just covering your butt. And just, could you send my stuff back to me? I really need to, I'm organizing some stuff and I'm giving some stuff away and I'm kind of taking inventory, so I need my stuff back. Talk to you later.
I have asked him repeatedly if I could swing by and pick it up.
Oh.
And he's like closing the door?
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh.
Oh, I hate when they hold your toys and then expect you to come back. You know, it's like,
exactly.
I'm going to come. You know, and I had one of those, and I always joked. I said, you know, someday you'll be in that sandbox all by yourself. It's like, she is, and it's a good place for her. I also have the guides telling me real quick with you, Sharon, that the other energy is going to work through this, and what they're spiritually showing me is with the flash and the guide work, you're also going to have to be a little awkward here with some other stuff. I see you sign a little bit of a paper that's going to release some things here for you almost in the last of January. They said February is good, and Cupid is going to kiss you in a new way. There's something going on here with an angel work with you being blessed. I see a new, situation for you that's going to happen that is going to be really good considering business. They're showing me the citrine stone. They're showing me money with you, and they're showing me that you have a lot of capabilities, and that's why he's looking at you like the genie. He wants to get a hold of you. You've got to keep your Aladdin lamp away from him, you know, and I feel you're going to get through this. You know, there's nothing wrong with sometimes doing a police watch where they come in and help you get your stuff.
Right.
You know?
I had thought about that, if that's what it took.
And don't be afraid to grieve this also. You know, you can get angry, get mad, and grieve it, like grieving, grief.
Okay.
If it, you know, sadness, don't be afraid of those feelings when they come up. Can you live without these possessions, or is it something you really need to get back?
One's valuable, but yes, I could live without them.
Well, I think exactly what Jethro is saying, if it gets to the point where you need to get the police to help you, by all means, then you're protected by that. But write it out a little bit. If you have to manipulate it a little bit and say, you know, I'm taking inventory, I got to get my stuff back. Can you want to drop it off? Can I come back? You know, or if it's going to make you feel like you're in danger, definitely, you know, get either a private eye or a police officer and just take care of business now. You will feel a little sadness. He is manipulative and he is trying to play on your heartstrings in a way that's very, for lack of a better word, kind of demonic. I know that sounds very dramatic, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes,
so,
I do.
So you're better than that. You're the angel here. You know, he doesn't have any power. That's why he latched onto you. Again, see how this pattern's like playing out?
He is turning everybody against me. Will they see the truth in the end?
Well, you just keep being in your integrity. Light some candles, say some prayers, keep the white light around you, keep the blessings of the divine source around you. You can't fail here. And the people that are turning against you were never with you to begin with, if that's what's happening. But you deserve better than this, and you know that. That's why this is like a big, giant growing pain. You know, this
has been a big eye opener.
Mm-hmm. It's like you got a big cut on your arm, and it's healing from the inside out. But there's still some scabbing, and there's still some more wounding, and that has to heal. And you're very strong, you're powerful, and you're going to be fine. You know, just pray for the light to intervene.
Okay.
And call on your angels. Please call on your team. Call on them. Call on them. You have to give them permission, otherwise they can't do anything.
Hello?
We thank you, Sharon, and we obviously the phones are going way over. We've got a lot of people backed up with the phones, so we're going on to our 858. You were in the room. You wanted to make sure you got in. You got in. It's Jethro and Melissa. How are you, 858?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Jethro and Melissa?
Hello.
Excellent. It's Anna.
Yes, it's me.
Hi,
thank
how
you.
Are you?
Good, thank you. Enjoying your show. Very interesting.
We're so glad you're with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome.
I have a question. I'm looking for a full-time job in the company where I'm going for the interview tomorrow. Is the first interview, and after the 1st of January will be the second interview for this full-time position. Do you see me getting this one, this full-time job, or... And also, what do you feel for me for 2014?
Well, for this job, it looks very good. Be as professional as you are, you know, wear the proper suit and, you know, have your shoes really shine. And when you get into the interview, just relax because you're feeling a little bit threatened, pressured by the season and by financial and all that stuff. So you want to go in with a clean slate. You want to go in knowing that you can do any job that's presented to you, and it looks good. I mean, it looks very promising. This organization that you're interviewing with, sometimes it's not like they play games, but they sometimes take their time with interviewing and responding. So just be patient. Take your time in the interview. You know, ask them the pertinent questions back. Just show them how professional you really, really are.
Yeah.
You sound like you don't really want this job.
Well, I do have to tell you, I went through 3 interviews this year with this company, so I'm kind of losing hope. I didn't get any of these 3 jobs. That's why it's job number 4.
But they keep calling you into interview.
I work in this company. I work in the company as a part-timer. That's why I'm...
Oh, so you're trying to go full-time with them?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I'm technically on every list because I work with the company and I'm a part-time, and I really need full-time job, and they had this
job.
Okay,
so you want to get that neediness out of it because they're picking up on the, it's not desperation that you're coming from. You're ready for it. Let's change your mindset on this. You're ready for a full-time job. Can we flip that a little? Can you see how that changes everything? Instead of being,
yeah,
I need a full-time job, I'm ready for a full-time job. It's time for me
I am
to
ready.
One.
Believe me, I've been ready 6 months ago. And
exactly. But we want to get the neediness out of it, and it's no fault of your own. It's just the times that we live in make us all feel that way. But we want to flip the switch with you because you have awareness, and you're able to go in and go, I'm ready to do this job full time. Go in there,
yeah,
as a successful story, not as a part-time employee that's looking for full-time work. Don't go in with that attitude. You're a successful story. You're giving them first refusal. You can have a million interviews, but you're giving them a chance. You want to flip this. It doesn't mean you go in and talk to the boss and say that, but we want to change the chemistry that you're sending out because right now you're sending out desperation, and it's not intentional. It's just that you're frustrated, and we can understand that. But you want to flip it now and go, it's like what we were talking earlier with someone else, that, you know, you want to go in and show them that you're the best thing that's ever happened for that company. So you want to get the desperation out and the empowerment in.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yes. And it's good to talk to you, Anna.
If I come in, and Anna, you're interviewing me, and I come in and go, well, you know, I've worked part-time for you guys, and I've interviewed 4 times, and I don't understand why I'm not getting this job, I wouldn't hire me. But if I came in and I went, you know what, I've had the privilege of working for you for, you know, part-time for these years, and I'm so grateful every time an opportunity comes in for me to be able to apply for full-time because I really enjoy working here. And thank you for the opportunity. You've got to start selling yourself more because if you go in, they want to know that they've got a reliable product, which would be you.
It's Melissa, I am, believe me, I don't sound needy when I'm on the interview. I am pretty much sure I'm the best candidate. I'm the most professional, most knowledgeable person, and I've been there for many years, and I know better than many other people, and I'm pretty much sure I'm...
I hire you right now.
Why I didn't
that was gorgeous. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. That was so beautiful, Anna. That was beyond perfect. Your energy shifted when you said that.
Very professional.
Yes, and laugh, and do all those things, because you're so Wonderful.
I don't think it's Anna. I think it's the business. I feel like the business is they're dangling or something.
Oh, no.
You know, and I'm probably using the word wrong terminology. I'm not real good on my lingo sometimes with what I feel with people, because the guides were showing me that they have put you in and they've not treated you like they should, that you're a very good professional employee and that your work speaks for itself. They're showing me that you're very good, and like you said, when you're on it, and I feel that you needed it. I think what I'm hearing and the guides are showing me is you need that extra ump because they seem to be not, there's no rhyme or reason of what they're doing with the people they're hiring. Am I correct, Anna?
Yes, yes. They hire people less qualified than me. I don't know why.
And the guys are telling me that, and they're doing this, and it's the business. And they said that you have some things that later, a little bit of a grievance there or something that may come out, is what I'm hearing in later on. And they're building it because of what they're doing. And it's a sad thing because just like the guys are saying, your time is also worth value. And here you are being all strong and professional, and it's going to come out that there's some other – I don't want to, you know, and I'm saying this over the radio for all of you listening, but I'm getting there's some hanky-panky or something going on there. There's something going on a little friendly, and you're being sophisticated. And unfortunately, some of these other individuals are being brought in for other silly reasons or something. There's something about this sales job or something here that I feel there's some other after-hours things going on, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, Jethro, I don't see for me a full-time job for the next in 2014.
I'm saying this, and this is my, you know, you know where to get a hold of me, Anna, because I have a member with you. You've known me for a little while on here. You can catch me at Psychics Gone Wild or at PsychicJethro@AOL.com. But I'm seeing that it looks like, unfortunately, I'm seeing that it's holding back. I don't think it's anything you're doing with this company is what I'm saying.
But I feel like for February and March, there's going to be a really big shift for you. So any other opportunities that come your way, you know, even if you change and have two other part-time jobs to move out, if that's an oppressive energy there. And again, I think earlier in confirming what Jethro was saying, I think the message was, you know, the way they do business, you know, unless that was somebody else. I'm getting kind of brain tied. I apologize. Don't be afraid to, you know, branch out. But it feels like February, March, there's a shift for you.
Part-time jobs. I need full-time jobs for retirement benefits. With two part-time, I'm not getting that.
Exactly. But it may be that though, if you don't, you know, if you see you need to shift or something, this is just a choice and an option. It could lead you to something else. You always know. You know that your intention is that. You know that your intention is that you're ready. You want benefits. You want all that stuff. So with that intention behind you, if a door opens and it sends you somewhere else, just temporarily so that you can get this job of your dreams, that's okay to do too. Do you know what I mean? It's like nothing is permanent as far as that, so that you can get what it is that you're seeking. There is a delay, as Jethro said, but I feel February, March. Do you get that at all, Jethro, that February, March is a nice shift there?
I am seeing something, and I feel that it is something different than where she is, though, is what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. And we thank you, Anna. We do give a little bit. We're doing here, and we're really working hard. Me and Melissa do go through quite a few. So we're going to just take a second. Get ready, because the number was 14. You will be the next caller I pick up. You're going to win the book, Lithmacy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones, A Guide to Interpreting
Lucky
Patterns of Stones, Dropped into a Circle by Gary L. Wimmer. And let's do a second here. We're going to do a whole 30 seconds, you guys. Relax, have a drink of water. Let me get
and
this
And real quickly, I just want to say to Anna, you know, keep the faith, Anna. Don't give up. Don't give up on your dreams.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, the smiles return.
And we love all of you. Now we're going to take and get that. You just listened to the music of Gary Wimmer, Here Comes the Sun. We're going to take and pick that number caller so they can get the book, Merry Christmas from Psyche's Gone Wild, from Jethro Smith, Melissa Berman, Gary L. Wimmer, all of us here. We're going to turn around and grab it. 315, you've been good. You are the winner.
Oh, thank you, Jethro. This is Yvette from New York.
Hey, Yvette. Hey, where have you been?
Oh, I've been here.
It's Yvette. Wait, yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Annette.
Oh, hi, Annette. How are you?
Good, thank you.
How's the weather in New York?
Pretty yucky.
Is it snowy cold, kind of?
Yeah, we're
talk into your phone, okay, Annette? Talk right into your phone.
Yeah. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. We've gotten a lot of snow, and it's been pretty cold.
Delicious.
Yes. Well, thank you for my book.
You're welcome. And Gary's going to be doing a class. So read the book, get with us, and he's going to do a special class, but you're going to love the book. Definitely write me after you get it. It's coming out, you guys that are sending me your snail mails. I will have it out to you before Christmas, so definitely send me your snail mail. I'm doing first class. It takes 3 days out of Tampa. Tampa's got two things, hurricanes, lightning, and we found out not mail, but it will give you 3 days. It will get there. So definitely, you know, if you want to get it before Christmas, definitely send that to me. And congratulations, Annette. Talk to us a little bit about energy. I'm hearing stuff with you, and I really love this. I thank you for calling in, and I always tease everybody, but, you know, I asked where you were, and everybody's like, well, how do you know her? It's like, I don't. I just was teasing her. Sometimes people, I got an email, they're like, what are you and Melissa doing? I go, reading people because we're psychics. Now they're teasing me about how to read. It's like, I didn't say I couldn't read. I'm not talking about the fundamentals. Everybody's a comedian. So talk to me a little bit here and let me know who they are. They're just giving me a tassel.
See spot run. See Sally walk down the road.
James has the ball, but Dick wants to keep it. You know, it's just, yes, it's so funny. Help me with why they're showing me energy with you. I'm seeing a lady with you. I'm seeing that there's someone here in presence that's trying to, I'm not sure if she's, I feel like she has passed.
Okay.
And they're telling me.
Okay.
And she's telling me she's watching over you and that you are very sensitive and that she wants to make sure that you take care of you, that right now there's some situations going on where I feel like she's very much a family member. They're telling me that she is watching after you because she knows that sometimes you get into situations there or something. She's saying that she's trying to make sure that you get all of it. Like she wants you to live and love life, that right now things are a little awkward there for you.
Yeah, they sure are.
She's telling,
it feels like you have something on your like you need to get something off your chest. And it's almost like your chest is caving in, like you want to put Vicks VapoRub on it to bring it back up or, you know, drink some peppermint tea or mint tea. But whatever it is that you need to get off your chest, pardon me, you need to write it first before you speak this truth to whomever you need to speak it to.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely know who that is.
Okay. So, you know, you have the right to get it off your chest, but right now it's weighing on your chest, so you want to get your chest cleared before you speak your truth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We love you, Annette.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Happy holidays. Speaking of holidays, Jethro, next week is Christmas.
Yes.
We're not going to have a show. Are we having a show?
We're having so far. We've got Christmas Eve. They're really pushing, and I don't know. I'm going to
be
out.
That would be you and me. Either
the 24th, I think. Is it? Aren't we the 25th Christmas Day?
We're Christmas Day. So we're not on. Are we not on?
I don't know, but, you know, we're looking at this. You guys are checking with it. We've got a lot of people asking. I got to tell you, Amy is doing the Christmas Eve. She did offer to do Christmas Day. If we did it, we could do all three, and what we would do is I would have to call in. We're going to be camping in Florida for our Christmas. It's something I've never done before.
Oh, how lovely.
And I want everyone
I'm available if you need, you know, I'd love to, unless you guys want to do, a Saturday, Sunday, just count me in for whatever.
I think that would be perfect for Christmas. I think it would be fun. And those of you who are calling in, we will be there for you. We welcome all of you. Definitely, Annette, you were the winner of the Gary book. You know, you've got to send it at psychicsgonewild.com. Send us your snail mail. Wow, wow. It never will be shared. We thank you. Merry Christmas from Psychics Gone Wild. We're going to take just a couple seconds. I know there's quite a few callers, you guys. We do love you. And we want you to know one thing that we want to make sure everybody's getting now. We're working on getting new people in and older people. We've had some really phenomenal people. We are going to be having our birthday. You know, those of you who know Psyche's Gone Wild, it will be, actually Psyche's Gone Wild will be 2 years old in February. So we're going through the files. I had a lot of you people asking. We're going to be doing a book. I've gotten people's permission. We're doing a Psyche's Gone Wild Stars. Melissa Berman, you were one of the first people that they've asked to make sure we get a biography of yours in there. So I'll have to get with you and we'll have a picture of Melissa.
Thank you.
Wild,
of course.
One. You know, Jan Bach Drakey, you guys that are doing this, let me know who you want. A good name that was brought up was Tony Naomi. Now, that would be a really interesting combination to see Melissa, Tony Naomi. I would sit back and do the board and let those two show you how wild it is. Now, you got to realize, both in California, last time I know when Tony did the show for us before, he was so wild. I think he broke the switchboard, and then Patty Negri broke the switchboard, and then Melissa has broken it twice. So we're not keeping tally on who's breaking stuff, but we do know that Amy and Dina broke it once too. So keeping track, you know, it is, who do we want to break the switchboard? You know, we've also went to where we have two guest call-in numbers now because these ladies have went wild. Let us know. PsycheGoneWild.com. Send in for your presence and let us know what you want to have. We did have an instance last night, and I want to thank all of you who are listening in. Do know that we did notify Blog Talk Radio is working with us. They're going through emails. They're checking out. If anyone was offended last night, I personally apologize to you. I am the founder of the show. I do not allow that. I had a show that I was doing on my own here. I do, you know, because I have to pay the bills, guys. But I was out doing that, and unfortunately, our phenomenal Amy was, and Charles did a phenomenal job with Jan helping him, and we had some individuals who got very rude. We do not accept that. And one thing about it, we are standing strong in light, and we're letting those know, you know, we understand the different times, and we've been here for 2 years, going, you know, pretty much. I've been in this business quite a lot more years than that. We will not tolerate any kind of negativity or things towards us, profanity, other words. So you're choosing to come to our show, then it's like you're coming to my living room. Respect my living room, because I will not tolerate anything else but that. We love all of you. Come to PsycheGoneWild.com. We're going to grab a few more phone calls. Melissa, we've got some emails. We haven't even got a chance to get at the stack of them with Melissa. Melissa, I've been looking at my boyfriend for the last 2 months. Every time I look at him, I get this strange feeling and tingling sensation that he is psychic. I would like to know, can I test him, or should I just come out and ask him? Because the last time I brought up psychic, he made fun of me, and he hurt my feelings. Help me, Tanya B.
Hi, Tanya B. Oh, boy, this is sticky wicked. I kept getting this image of a werewolf, you know, howling at the moon kind of thing. It's like he turns crazy if he gets asked about this. My suggestion is, if you can get him to maybe meditate with you a little bit and just talk about what it is that you both see in your meditation. Talk about it. You don't want to test him or do anything, because that's sort of a misuse of both your power and your gifts. He definitely has abilities. He did see things as a child, and nobody validated him, so he's kind of gun-shy with it. But if you can have sacred space, even at the beach or walking in a park or down a beautiful lane or something, where you can, you know, sit and meditate and just share what you both see in the meditation, then it's a joint thing that you're doing, as opposed to, you know, testing the waters, because he's gun-shy. And congratulations on having a psychic boyfriend. We love it. Wee, girl.
And we think, and we've got a person in the room. We're going to go ahead and go back. We had a person call in from Skype, and they're letting me know. We will try this one more time with you. Skype caller, can you hear us? Okay. I apologize. That's us. We're on live with you right now. I see that you have a radio show of your own. Just say hello. Sekhmet, would you just say hello? Okay, this person's in the room, and they're saying they can't get through, and they called in, but it's not picking up. We love all of you. We've got quite a few other callers going down the list. We're going to take on a couple more. We've only got 6 minutes, so it's going to have to be real quick, you guys. We do love you. And thank you, Melissa. Melissa is so phenomenal. The woman does not breathe. I swear she just goes, well, I'm teasing her. She knows I'm teasing.
Thank you so much. You're phenomenal, too, and we do love all of you. We're so blessed. And, you know, we do a Christmas show. We can all sing Christmas carols together. Vicariously, we can do it, you know. We know you're singing because we can hear you in the background. We can sing Christmas carols, Hanukkah songs, Kwanzaa songs, whatever we want, Solstice songs.
It'd be fun. And you know, and we last year, if you guys remember, now we've got a full time. Now, you know, Amy does her 90 minutes. Sometimes she does 2 hours. We're trying to get her to do some late night ones again. Last year, she went the full 3 hours with individuals, and
wow,
it was wild. You know, Amy's here to help. But do know, you guys, that we are going to be watching. You know, you've got to be good to our people, because one good thing is we're here to help in life. 917, you're on. How are you, 917?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Hi.
Good. We're welcoming you. How have you been?
I'm good. My name is Ashiel. I've spoken to you probably earlier during the year.
And tell us your name.
Ashiel. A-S-H-I-L.
Ashiel.
Hi, Ashiel. How are you? That's a cool name.
I'm good.
Cool.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's a cool name. We'll run out of books for cool names. I'll get you a book, Ashiel. Hang on.
Thank you. I will. I have a question for you guys. Last week, I've been having, you know, I'm pretty much a peaceful person, you know, and last week, I've been having conflict after conflict at my gym, and I know there's some kind of reason for it or some kind of meaning to it, but I'm not sure exactly what it is, and I'm trying to figure out when is it going to end. I mean, this week, it's been going a little, you know, it's been about a week, and I spoke to the manager today. She wanted to see me. She wanted to make sure I'm okay. But,
at the gym?
Yeah.
You work out.
Yeah. It's been, I mean, I really have no problem, but last week
yeah.
was one after another.
Right. Well, because you are, this is happening to a lot of folks, you're not making it up, because you are spiritual and you carry a lot of light and you do carry peace, there's this, it's like remnants of the dark stuff breaking apart. Hold your light and stand up for yourself. And you're allowed to stand up for yourself. This is an opportunity for you to definitely stand up for yourself and just hold the light. People will pick and poke at you and pick holes at you. They'll try to cut you off in traffic or in the grocery store stuff because you are this peaceful being. Stand up in your light. And don't be afraid to be that light.
Okay.
Nobody can take that from you. And again, as we talked earlier, our very first caller, we were talking about, you know, protection shields or protecting yourself in prayer before you go. You need to shield yourself before you go in that gym, and you can call in divine crystal white light so that it can filter through, and then you can do blue light and green light. You can do purple light, whatever you're drawn to, but start with this crystalline sort of white light and say, I stand in my truth. All protection is with me. The divine force guides me. Before you go to the gym, because there's like low energy that comes in there. There's people that come in there and the energy's stuck on them. And so they don't even realize how pissy they are because they've had a rough day. And so here you are, this gentle soul, and they're going to hit on, they're going to make it hard for you because you are the light. And that's not okay.
So it's because I'm a light. That's why I'm getting that. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now you have to protect that light. You have to shield yourself and stand up to it.
And jealousy.
Walk away from it. Walk away from it. Go work on another machine. And if somebody's in your face, they say, look, everybody can
No, I do stand up for it. I do stand up for it. Actually, I fight back, and usually they can't take it anyway.
Okay. You need to shield
not...
yourself, though. You need to do a protection shield and call in the divine before you go into the gym.
Is it going to end soon, anytime soon?
Yeah, it's going to filter in and out. You know, people come in and out of the gym. You want to just kind of mix your workout up a little bit, too. Change up the routine a little bit because now they know your pattern and they can trail you. So you want to confuse them a little bit. And call in
okay.
Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael.
Thank
Archangel
you.
Raphael
I do.
For health and healing and Archangel Michael for protection and empowerment. And just really start calling in those teams because this is sort of an initiation for you. It's like a Martian warrior, like the Mars is the god of war. So it's like Mars is now in Libra, and it's like for men especially, it's like Libra's about balance and relationships and Mars.
And we thank you with that, Ashiel. I hope that helped you. We're going to our last minute.
Thank you.
Happy holidays, Ashiel.
How are you, being dead? We got you 90 seconds to get through. You're
thank
like
you.
The 40-something caller.
Thank you for taking my call.
What's your name?
Anna.
Hi.
Hi. What do you see? Anything for me and Matthew?
I'm getting sad a little bit, and I apologize, Anna, and I am seeing a little bit of that it is going to come back together, but there's been some involvement between you and him. I'm feeling like there's some other people trying to interfere here with him. There's other people trying to pull him from you.
Okay.
But he also acts like a little boy sometimes, and it's really frustrating to you.
Yes.
Because you definitely need a grown-up. And so it's okay to take some time away from each other. You need to really decide how much of this you want to take. Because
yes.
he'll come back in a minute. But you have to decide, do you really want a baby or do you want a partner?
Right. He will come back, you're saying, like...
The more you let go, sure, of course. It's like unfortunately, it becomes an addiction at times, only because it's hard to break apart. There's a karmic contract there and all of that. So you, in your own world, have to decide, is this what you really, really, really care about and want? And it's okay. You have to be honest.
Have a great night. Thank you, guys.